Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the White House, Karen Travers, our ABC News correspondent, is live with us. Karen, sounds like the president's tweets continue to rile people up in Washington. What's the latest?
Yeah, this was a rare rebuke from somebody that is a senior member of the president's team. I mean, we've certainly heard Democrats on Capitol Hill. We've seen Republicans on Capitol Hill say, we wish he wouldn't tweet so much, that it's not helpful. But to see the Attorney General, Bill Barr, a very close ally of the president, states so candidly that he thinks that the tweets are making things impossible for him to do his job. That was quite a headline yesterday in that interview, exclusive interview Pierre Thomas had with the Attorney General. He notably, though, said that there was no conversation at all between the Justice Department leadership and the White House about the Roger Stone sentencing recommendation. Pierre asked, did anybody at the White House call to try and influence you? He said no.
Well, that's important. I mean, that's been one of the criticisms from Democrats and Republicans alike, is that the president doesn't fully understand kind of the separation. Yes, he's in charge, but you don't go meddle, especially in legal and justice issues. So for Bob Barr to acknowledge that that didn't happen, or to assert that that didn't happen, has that calmed anybody down, or is it just kind of thrown fuel on the fire?
You know, I think it opened different questions yesterday, because, you know, I think what many of the critics were saying afterwards was what they heard from Barr was not that the behavior or the pressure on investigations or on sentencing is the problem. It's the president publicly talking about it, that that makes it harder for him to do what he's doing when you have the president publicly weighing in on that. So I think, you know, people are trying to parse a lot of what Barr was saying. I think another interesting take that some of my smart colleagues, I'll credit them for it, say that, you know, Barr also seemed to be sending a message to the attorneys, U.S. attorneys across the country, you know, the federal prosecutors that are working for the Justice Department, who perhaps saw the sentencing controversy this week with Roger Stone and the four federal prosecutors who stepped away from the case and were worried about their ability to do their own jobs and to do it without any political pressure. He seemed to be sending a message to them that, you know, we're not going to let that creep in, and we don't like the president publicly leaning on us on cases like this.
Yeah, probably smart to keep all of those folks comfortable. Absolutely. That they're not being overtly influenced by politics in public.
And let's talk they can about do their jobs freely. Yeah.
Right. Let's talk about the War Powers Act legislation that Senator Tim Kaine here in Virginia, and to his credit, he's been talking about this for a long time. I don't think it's directed just at President Trump. But what happened yesterday and the president's reaction to this?
Yeah, the president in the lead up to this was tweeting about it. So I guess that would have been on Wednesday, and expressing, you know, his frustration that he was, you know, going to be undercut. What he was saying was that this would be an undermining, a weakening of his ability to carry out foreign policy and national security issues, and that he was perfectly justified in what he did. Now, we saw that vote yesterday limiting the president's military authority against Iran. He wasn't happy about it. And they made that very clear since the House vote and in the weeks leading up to this. But there it is. They passed this yesterday.
And the legislation is at a place where it actually goes to the president now?
Yeah, that's, you know, the 55-45 vote. And yeah, I guess at this point we know that the president isn't in favor of it. Excuse me, it's going to pass the House later. I think they had been debating it, but I guess they had not done it. But yeah, the president will likely veto it. They had not actually explicitly said, you know, the veto memo, as we like to get around here. They'll send something out, but it's certainly all indications are he would do that.
And what's the president got going this weekend? Is this a moment of peace for him? Is he flying down?
He's heading down to Mar-a-Lago for the weekend. He'll leave tonight. And in an interview yesterday, he had suggested that he might be going out and about and doing something around town. So we'll see what he's looking to do down there in Florida this weekend. There's a big Do you
get to do the big trip to Florida, or do you just get stuck with
the
D.C.?
No, I will stay here this weekend, but I'll catch him back at the White House on Sunday night.
All right. Karen Travers.
For the president.
Yeah, yeah. Karen Travers, our ABC News correspondent. I always appreciate the chance to talk to you, especially since you're right there hearing it firsthand. Thanks, Karen.
Have a great day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.